愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们最近的读经有包括以赛亚书。
Our church Bible reading is the book of Isaiah right now。
以赛亚书其实是用信仰的观点来描写以色列民的历史。
And the book of Isaiah is using the perspective of faith to describe the history of the Israelites。
写历史有两种的方法。
And there's two ways to write history。
一种是用人文的。
And one is through human or writing。
就是历史的演变完全是人本身互动的一种结果。
And history is the result of an interaction between people。
这里面没有神。
And inside the history, there is no God。
那另外一个写法就是以信仰的观点来写。
And another way of writing is to write from the perspective of faith。
历史就是神跟人互动一个很忠实的记录。
And history can also be the record of God's interaction with people。
那我们为什么要读以色列民的历史？
So why do we need to study the history of the Israelites？
因为以赛亚书是从信仰的观点来写的。
Because Isaiah is written from the perspective of faith。
那以赛亚书里面所记载的一位神，就是我们现在所拜的神。
And the God that the book of Isaiah refers to is the God that we worship today。
那他怎么在过去跟人互动？这一位神现在也要跟我们一起互动。
So how did God interact with these people in the past is just how he will interact with us today。
神没有改变。
Because God does not change。
但是人一直在改变。
But man is always changing。
如果人改变向好的，神的回应就是好的。
If man were to change for the good, then God's reaction would be good。
就是以他的慈爱
来回
应我。
And he would use compassion to
如果人的变成不好，
But if man were to change for the worse，
神就以他的公义来回应人。
He would use his righteousness and justice。
那这是我们从以赛亚书可以看得出来。
And this is what we can see from the book of Isaiah。
我们看以赛亚书的第一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1。
以赛亚书第一章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1。
当乌西亚约坦亚哈斯西西家做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得了默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
以赛亚是一个先知。
And Isaiah is a prophet.
那先知就是替神传警告传神的话。
And a prophet is someone who speaks on behalf of God.
那以赛亚做先知期间呢，他经历过四个王。
And in the time that Isaiah was a prophet, there were four different kings.
第一个王是乌西亚。
And the first king was King Uzziah.
他是在乌西亚的死以后被选召的。乌西亚死的时候，他被选召。
And when King Uzziah was dying, that's when Prophet Isaiah was chosen by God.
那第二个是约坦。
The second king was King Jotham.
第三个是亚哈斯。
The third is King Ahaz.
第四个是西西家。
And the fourth king is King Hezekiah.
那我们仔细看这四个王里面。
And if we were to study closely these four kings.
乌西亚是先好后坏。
Uzziah was first good, and then he turned it bad.
那约坦虽然敬畏神，但是他的影响力并没有改变以色列百姓拜偶像的习惯。
And even though King Jotham he feared the Lord, but he did not have a great influence over the faith of his people.
那亚哈斯是一个坏王，他带领以色列百姓拜偶像。
And King Ahaz was an evil king where he led his people to worship idols.
那西西家是带领以色列百姓回转向神。
But King Hezekiah was the king who brought his people to return to God.
所以这在这个四个王的带领之下，以色列百姓的信仰是有一些问题。
So we can see that during the reign of these four kings, that the faith of the Israelites encountered some problems.
我们现在来看第六章。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第六章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
这里说乌西亚王死的那年， 以赛亚看到主坐在高高的宝座上。
So here records that in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a throne.
然后我们看第八节。
Let's turn to verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Verse 8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
这个第一节在描写有两个王。
So in the first verse, we can see that there's two kings.
第一个王是乌西亚王。
And the first king is King Uzziah.
他是地上的王。
And he was the king on this world.
那第二个王是坐在高高的宝座上。
But the second king we see, he is sitting on a throne high and lifted up.
他是主宰，他是真神。
And this is the true God, the Lord of all.
但是他看不见。
But Prophet Isaiah cannot see him.
那我们一般人呢，如果能够被王看中，来进到王宫，来服侍王，这是极大的荣耀。
For an average person, if they were to be recognized by a king and be asked to serve within a king's palace, that is a great honor to us.
但是从圣经看起来，如果能够被神看中，来拣选蒙神，拣选来服侍他，这是极大的荣耀。
But we can see from the Bible that if we were instead recognized by the Lord and chosen to serve Him, this is a great glory.
因为这两个王的差别就是天跟地的差别。
So because the difference between these two kings is heaven and the earth.
一个坐在地上的宝座，一个坐在天上的宝座。
One sits on an earthly throne and the other sits on a heavenly throne.
那我们先来看乌西亚这个王，他是怎么死的。
So let's first look at King Uzziah and how he died.
因为这里说乌西亚王死的那年，以赛亚看到异象蒙召。
Because in Isaiah chapter 6, it records that in the year King Uzziah died, Prophet Isaiah saw a vision.
我们看历代志下26章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles. Oh, 2 Chronicles.
历代志下26章的21节。
2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 21.
请读。
King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land.
这里说乌西亚王长了大麻风，直到死的那一天。
So here records that King Uzziah he was leprous until the day of his death.
所以乌西亚王是因为麻风病而死的。
So we can see that the cause of his death was leprosy.
那这个麻风病是怎么来的？
But how did he come to have leprosy?
我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
请读。
16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
这里说乌西亚王强盛就心高气傲。
So we can see that King Uzziah he was strong and his heart was lifted up.
强盛是因为他蒙神的恩典。
And he became proud because he was blessed by God.
那心高气傲是他罪性的表现。
And to be his heart become strong and lifted up, this was the manifestation of his sin.
不是每个人都配得神的恩典。
And not everyone is worthy of God's grace.
有的人得神的恩典很谦卑，很懂得感恩。
Some people who have received God's grace are very humble and they know to give thanks.
所以他配得。
So they're worthy of it.
但是有的人得到神的恩典就心高气傲，这个变成他人生失败的开始。
But other people, because of God's grace, they become proud, and this is the beginning of their destruction.
那乌西亚王心高气傲的表现是什么？
So what was the manifestation of his pride?
如果看这个十六节的下半节，请读。
If we look at the second half of verse 16, he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
这里说他进到神的殿，要在香坛上烧香。
It says that King Uzziah he wanted to he entered the temple to burn incense.
那十七节祭司亚撒利亚就率领勇敢八十个人进去阻挡他。
In verse 17 it says, So Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. Verse 18.
是告诉他，说给神烧香这不是你的事。
And they told King Uzziah, it is not for him to burn incense.
这是祭司的事，不是王的事。
Because this is the duty of the priest, not the king.
那因为心高气傲，所以虽然是祭司的事，他也想要做。
But because his heart was proud and lifted up, even though this was the duty of the priest, he still wanted to do it.
我们还记得扫罗在等那个撒母耳来。
So we can remember when King Saul was waiting for Prophet Samuel.
等了三天。
He waited 3 days.
好像还没有看到撒母耳。
But he did not see Prophet Samuel.
他看到百姓都离开了。
But he saw that his people were leaving.
他就很着急。
So he was very agitated.
因为当一个王最怕失去影响力。
Because when you're a king, the thing that you fear most is to lose influence.
所以百姓离开对他来讲很着急。
So seeing his people leave caused him to be agitated.
然后他就献祭了。
So he offered the sacrifice.
因为这一次献祭，他就失去了他的王位。
But because of this action, he had lost his kingship.
因为这不是他的事情。
Because this is not his duty.
他已经做超过他的职位的事情。
And he already did surpass what his position has allowed him to do.
因为人心高气傲以后，对自己充满着自信。
Because when people are proud, they have complete confidence in themselves.
好，那这个乌西亚王的强盛从哪里来？
But where does King Uzziah's strength come from?
好，我们再回来看26章。
Let's return to 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
26章第五节。
2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5.
第四节，第五节。
Verse 4. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done. 5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah and had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper.
这个第四节说乌西亚行神眼中看为正的事。
In verse 4 records that King Uzziah actually did what was right in the sight of God.
这里特别讲神眼中看为正的事。
And here it especially notes that the sight, what God has saw to be right.
也就是说他能够了解神认为什么是对的。
And also means that King Uzziah was able to understand what God considered to be right.
而且他去做神认为对的。
Not only that, he was able to do it.
第二点就是下半句第五节说他定义寻求神。
In the latter half of verse 5, it says, as long as he sought the Lord.
他凡事追求神的带领。
And everything he had sought God's guidance.
寻求神的旨意。
And he had sought after God's will.
那神就使他亨通。
And God made him prosper.
那我们再看十五节。
Let's turn to verse 15. Verse 15. And he made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, and he was marvelously helped till he became strong.
这个最后一句说他得了非常的帮助，甚至强盛。
So here says that he was given much help until he became strong.
什么是非常的帮助？就是从神来的。
And where does this help come from? It came from God.
如果神要帮助人。
If God wanted to help a man,
没有一个人挡得住。
No one would be able to stop God.
那乌西亚得到神的帮助。
So King Uzziah received the help from God.
非常强盛。
And he became very strong.
没有人挡得住他。
And no one was able to stop him.
所以我们再回来看以赛亚书第六章就知道乌西亚王为什么死。
So let's return to Isaiah chapter 6 to see why he died.
因为他心高气傲。
And it was King Uzziah died because of his pride.
那心高气傲是因为他非常强盛。
But his pride was because he was very strong.
做了神不要他做的事，所以长大麻风就死了。
And he did something that he was not supposed to do in the eyes of God, and he became a leper.
那虽然一个王他在带领以色列百姓他也会从好变成坏。
So even though a king in while leading his people can turn from good to evil.
何况是以色列百姓更容易做出很多不合神旨意的事情。
It is even easier for the people Israelites to do something that is not right in the eyes of God.
所以以赛亚先知蒙召的时候在社会上看来他们物质非常的丰富。
So when Prophet Isaiah was chosen by God, we can see that the material wealth of the Israelites was actually very good.
因为神赐福给当时的乌西亚王非常强盛所以社会非常丰富。
Because God had made King Uzziah prosper, so their entire society was
但是这个事实表象。
But this is only appearances.
我们一个社会有很多的层面可以去看。
And there's many different ways to look at a society.
生活很丰富，这是只是一个表象。
If life were abundant for us, this is only just one facet.
但是如果从信仰来看呢，问题就很多。
But if we were to look from the perspective of faith, we can see that they actually have many problems.
那这个才是真正的问题。
And this is the real problem.
所以我们在看我们的社会或者看我们自己的生活。
So when we look at our society or even our own lives.
如果我们从物质的观点来看，我们大家都蒙福。
If we look at it from a material perspective, all of us are well off.
蒙福。
We're all blessed.
但是如果从信仰观点来看，
But if we were to look from faith,
可能我们就有很多的问题，我们需要很多的改变。
We can see many issues that need to be changed.
那我们接来看当时以赛亚先知的当时乌西亚时代到底他们的属灵问题在哪里？
So let us study and see in the time of King Uzziah and Prophet Isaiah where the problem of their spirituality lay.
我们现在看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
第二章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
从第五节开始。
Chapter 2, verse 5. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with eastern ways. They are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they were pleased with the children of foreigners.
第七节。
Verse 7. Their land is also full of silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, and there is no end to the chariots. Verse 8. Their land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made.
这个地方在讲当时的社会。
Verses 5 to 8 is describing the society at the time.
第七节说，他们的国满了金银，财宝也无穷。
And it says that their land was full of silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures.
然后地满了马匹，车辆也无数。
And their land was full of horses and chariots.
这个代表他们的物质上外表的丰盛。
And this represents their wealth and abundance.
但是从信仰来看，
But from faith,
这个地方说在第五节，
In verse 5,
充满了东方的风俗。
In verse 6, it says that they were filled with eastern ways.
然后做观照的像非利士人一样。
And they were soothsayers like the Philistines.
并与外邦人击掌。
And they were pleased with the children of foreigners.
就是这个神的选民被当时社会的文化同化了。
So we can see that the people of Israelites, they had assimilated into the culture of the time.
就是世俗化。
And it was the worldly culture.
他们的身份是神的选民。
But their status is actually a chosen people of God.
所以神对他们有一套的要求标准。
So God has a standard for His people.
就是记载在摩西的律法里面。
And this is recorded in the Mosaic laws.
但是他们周围里面有很多的外族人、外邦人。
But in their midst there are many foreigners.
那他生活被外邦的文化同化。
And so their lives have become influenced, and they assimilated into a foreigner life.
所以这里讲东方的风俗，还有观照的，还有拜偶像的。
So in verse 6 records the result of their assimilation.
这是他们这跟神的关系一个很大的破坏的力量。
So we can see that this is what had severed their relationship with God.
不只是这样。
And not only this.
好，我们先来看第五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
第五章第八节开始讲几个灾祸。
Chapter 5 verse 8 starts to say some catastrophes.
那这个几个灾祸就是他们的生活用神的观点来看是有问题的。
And this is what was that if we were to look from the perspective of God.
这是神不喜欢的。
And these are things that God does not
我们看第八节。
If we look at verse 8, Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land.
这个第八节说，祸灾以房接房，以地连地，以致不留余地，只顾自己独居境内。到底这个在讲什么？
So what is this verse talking about?
以房接房，以地连地。
It says that they were to join house to house and add field to field.
那一直盖下去，不留余地。
And that they had continued building, that there is no land in the middle.
就是人在这个社会上有很多的理想。
Is that people in this society had many ideals.
那这个理想都是物质的。
But all these ideals had to do with material wealth.
一个房子盖完，再盖另外一个，再盖另外一个。
After they finish building one house, they start building another.
在这里有成就感，在这里有安全感。
And here they feel a sense of accomplishment and security.
而所以他们整个的心的追求都是在地面上。
So their pursuits are all worldly pursuits.
没有一种知足的心。
And they do not have a heart to pursue after God.
那最后一句说自顾自己独居境内。
And it says that they, in the latter part of the verse, it says that they may dwell alone in the midst of the land.
因为在这个世界上太多理想一直往那里去追求所以他就没有剩余的空间来追求神。
And because of the society that they had too many worldly things they want to pursue after, they did not leave room to pursue after God.
这个是信仰一个退步的开始。
And this is where faith starts to decline.
所以外面是很丰富但是里面的信仰已经开始发生问题。
So appearances, it would look like it was very abundant, but on the inside there was already problems.
因为对世俗没有满足的心一直追求。
Because they never feel content and they always want more.
好，我们再看十一节。
Let's turn to verse 11. Woe to those who rise early in the morning that they may follow intoxicating drink.Who continue until night till wine inflames them.
这里说一大早起来一直到深夜他们在想什么
So here it describes something that they think about from early in the morning until late at night.
追求浓酒
They think about intoxicating drink.
下面说甚至因为酒发烧
And until the wine inflames them.
那酒喝了以后十二节
In verse 12.
在筵席上弹琴鼓瑟吹笛就是在享乐。
All they want to do is to live life.
也就是说，从一大早到晚上，他头脑所想的就是怎么享乐。
And all they think about, all they're consumed with is just how to enjoy life.
这个就是信仰有问题的一个外在的表现。
And this is a problem with faith that has manifested in our daily lives.
因为一大早就是在讲享乐。
Because early in the morning, what they think about is how to enjoy themselves.
在诗篇里面呢，大卫说：“我天还没有亮，我就思想神。”
But in the book of Psalms, King David wrote that the day has not broke yet, but he thinks of God.
神给我的意念是何等的多。
And that God had given him many thoughts.
所以当一个人跟神很靠近的时候
，So when someone is very near to God,
晚上睡觉也在想神的事。
At night, when they sleep, they are thinking of the matters of God.
有时候白天你醒过来，第一件事情就是想神的话。
And when they awake in the morning, the first thought that comes to them is pertaining to God.
但是当一个人的心不在神那里
，But when someone's heart is not with God,
晚上也在讲要怎么来享乐。
At night, they only think about how can I enjoy myself.
一大早也是在想怎么享乐。
And when they wake up, they pursue the same worldly thing.
所以在十二节下面说，不顾神的事情，神的事情就不在内心了。
So in verse 12, it says that they do not regard the work of the Lord, meaning it is not in their hearts.
所以这个信仰生活富足，信仰太注重娱乐，这个是信仰的一个致命伤。
So when our lives are too focused on entertainment and enjoying ourselves, this is a detriment to our faith.
因为没有心呢，信仰就不会进步。
Because without effort, our faith cannot improve.
那我们如果整个心都跑到世界的快乐，我们就没有心给神。
But if our entire heart is with the world and its worldly pleasures, then we have nothing to give to God.
好，我们再来看十八节。
Let's turn to verse 18. Verse 18. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if it with a cart rope.
十九节。
Verse 19. That say, let him make speed and hasten his work that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come that we may know it.
这个十八节就在讲以虚假的戏称牵引罪孽又以套绳拉罪恶到底这是在讲什么
And so what is this verse talking about?
有一点难了解但是脱不开就是罪
And it's a little difficult to understand but what we can tell is that it is hard to depart from sin
也就是说在他们生活当中 把犯罪当作一种玩戏。
So we can see that in their lives, they treated sinning as if just a simple act.
当一个人敬畏神，很怕犯罪。
But when someone fears the Lord, they are very afraid of sinning.
因为会得罪神。
Because we know that it would offend God.
但是当一个人把神当作参考。
But when someone uses God only as a reference.
犯罪就像在游戏一样。
To sin is just like a game.
然后第十九节就说，看看啊，神会怎么反应。
And in verse 19, they say, let's see how God will react.
所以他把犯罪当作一种生活的方式。
So they made sinning into a way of life.
他觉得这样没有关系。
And they think that there's no problem with this.
好，我们再看二十节。
Let's turn to verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
这个二十节就开始讲啊，这个善恶分不清楚。
And here in verse 20, it says that people cannot differentiate between evil and good.
那把善称作恶。
And they call good evil.
以恶称作善。
And they call evil good.
这个也很严重啊。
And this is very severe.
因为神是弃绝罪恶的神。
Because God is a God who detests evil.
那现在把善当作恶，把恶当作善，就跟神的本性刚好倒过来。
But when we cannot differentiate between the two and instead swap the meaning, then this is in direct contrast to God's nature.
那这样的人一定是站在神的对面，跟神作对。
So these people are standing against God.
那下面说以暗为光，以光为暗。
And it continues to say that these people have also put darkness for light, and light for darkness. But God is light.
那恨就是在黑暗里面了。
And hate is within darkness.
所以这分不清啊，暗跟光啊，这个跟神的关系是大有问题。
And so this is also in stark contrast to God's nature.
所以外表的生活很富足。
So they're very their appearances were very abundant and wealthy.
整个心在追求怎么活才快乐。
And their whole heart's pursuit was after how can we live happily.
但是实际的生活对错分不清，光暗分不清楚。
But in actuality, these were people who could not differentiate between evil and good, darkness and light.
那以苦为甜，以甜为苦。
And they also put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
很多世界上的犯罪看起来很快乐，但是里面很苦。
And a lot of sins on this world will look like happiness, but inside is actually much bitter.
这个叫以苦为甜。
And this is what it means to put bitter for sweet.
那以甜为苦。
And for sweet to become bitter.
比方说我们在拜神。
So for example, if we were to worship God.
看起来好像很苦。
It may appear very bitter.
跪下来祷告半个钟头，这不是很辛苦吗？
Because we have to kneel and pray for 30 minutes, isn't this very strenuous?
其实当我们祷告到被圣灵充满的时候，这才是甜美的人生。
But instead, when we pray and we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, this is sweetness to us.
所以这个如果分不清人生追求的方向就搞不清楚。
So if we cannot tell the difference between these two, then we will lose our direction in life.
我们再来看。
Let's continue to look.
二十一节。
At verse 21. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight.
这里说自以为有智慧，这个祸哉。
So here it says that woe to those who are wise in their own eyes.
这个自以为有智慧就不会寻求神了，也不会祷告神啊，带领我。
Because those who are wise in their own eyes, they will not seek after God.
因为自己觉得很智慧，所以我的判断就是对的。
Because they will think that they themselves are very wise, so whatever they judge is to be true.
那这个就我们的人生就掌握在自己的手里面。
So we control our own life within our own hands.
我们再看二十二节。
Let's continue to look at verse 22. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink.
二十三节。
Verse 23. Who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man?
二十三节说，因为自己受到一点好处就把坏人当作好人，好人当作坏人，就公理不分了。
So in verse 23, it says that for the sake of their own benefit, that they would justify the wicked for a bribe.
所以以赛亚就是处在当时这样的一个社会里面。
So prophet Isaiah, he lived in this kind of society.
表象很丰富，大家活得很快乐。
On the appearance, it seemed that everyone lived happily and everything was abundant.
但是实际从信仰来看，生活很多问题。
But in actuality, from faith, we can see that they had many problems.
那这样的生活会产生什么样的结果？
So what kind of result is this type of life?
我们看第一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter.
以赛亚书第一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1.
十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 11. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings and rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats.
这个十一节一直到十五节就提到以色列百姓两件事情，第一个是守节，第二个是献祭。
So from verse 11 to verse 15, it talks about two things and the actions of the Israelites.
他说献祭我也不要，守节我也不喜欢了。
God is saying that he does not delight in burnt offerings or sacrifices.
所以生活如果没有改变，祷告没有功效。
So if our lives do not change, then there is no effect in prayer.
生活如果没有改变，我们敬拜神也达不到神那里。
So if we do not change our daily lives, if we were to worship God, it could not reach God.
所以因为这样，以色列百姓跟神的关系非常冷淡。
So we can see that the relationship between God and the Israelites is very cold.
因此在第一章第二节。
That in chapter 1, verse 2,
神就在指控以色列百姓。
God says, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken.
天地啊，要听啊。
He's saying that the earth has to listen.
他为什么这样讲？
And why did God say this?
牛会认识主人。
He says, the ox knows its owner.
那驴会认识主人的槽。
And the donkey its master's crib.
所以养动物，动物都有感情的。
So for a person to raise an animal, there's already a feeling there.
你养很多狗回来的时候，它就绕着你这样哈，尾巴一直摇。
If you were to have a pet dog, when you come home, your dog would be very happy to see you.
那你养猫，你回到家里面，它就猫猫叫，一直在亲近你。
And if you were to have a cat, when you come home, the cat would want to draw near to you.
但是神很感叹，养了这一批以色列百姓，对神冷漠无情。
But instead, God, who had chosen the Israelites, they were cold to him.
所以。这个是以赛亚当时世代的人。
So this is the society in the time that Prophet Isaiah lived in.
因此，神要用一个人，或者神要用工人来把这一些人带领回来。
So God wanted to use a person, a worker, to bring His people back.
所以他就呼叫以赛亚。
So he called Isaiah.
在那个世代来遵行神的指示，来带领他们的信仰回归向神。
That during this time, that Prophet Isaiah could teach and guide his people back to him.
因此在以赛亚书第六章。
So we can see in Isaiah chapter 6.
第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说：“我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我去呢？”我说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I. Send me."
所以当我们看到教会有很多的需要、很多的问题的时候，是我们要投入来服侍神，来改变教会，变成更好的时候。
So when we see that church has many needs or problems, that is when we need to invest ourselves and to serve the church.
那我们看神给以赛亚先知看到一个异象。
So let's see the vision that God had allowed a prophet Isaiah to see.
然后这个呼召才来。
And the calling that came after.
这个异象是什么？
And what was this vision?
就是撒拉佛怎么在服侍神。
And it was how the seraphim has served God.
我们看第三节。
Let's turn to verse 3. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of his glory.
这里说撒拉佛在服侍神他就呼叫圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And here it says that in the service of the seraphims, they had said, Holy, holy, holy.
万军的神荣光充满全地。
It says, is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory.
他这样一呼喊的时候，整个圣殿充满着荣耀荣光。
And when the seraphim cried out, the entire house was filled with smoke and glory.
这个服事非常有力量。
So this service was very powerful.
撒拉佛是天使。
And seraphim is an angel.
那撒拉佛本身的意思就是焚烧。
And seraphim, the meaning is to burn.
焚烧有两个意思。
And there's two meanings of
第一个是火热的。
And one is to be very hot.
因为是火嘛，火在焚烧。
哦，
那这个焚烧从哪里来
？But where does this burning come from？
他在灵里面，他可以看到神。
And in the spiritual world, he can see God.
因为天使是灵，神也是灵。
Because angels are spirits, and God is also a spirit.
那看到神了，人的心就会火热。
So when we can see God, our hearts will be burning.
你看到神的荣耀、神的威严、神的慈爱，我们的心就会热起来。
We can see His glory, His authority, and His compassion, and our hearts will be burning.
这个就是我们服事的动力。
And this is the motivation behind our service.
所以服事神最后的原因是什么？
So what is the ultimate reason for serving God?
不是神给我什么。
It's not because of what God gives us.
是因为神本身太伟大。
It's because God Himself is too almighty.
太荣耀了。
And He's too glorious.
所以他值得我去服事。
And He is worthy of my service.
服事神的动力就是神本身。
So the motivation of our service is actually God Himself.
所以保罗说，我如果癫狂是为神。
So Paul has said that if he suffers, it's for God.
他不是说我如果癫狂是为神的恩典。
He did not say that it was for the grace of God.
是为着神。
He said it was for God Himself.
神是我们服事的动力。
And so God is the motivation of our service.
如果我们没有服事神那一种动力，表示我们还没有认识神。
But if we do not have the correct motivation, then that means we do not know God.
我们还离开神很远。
And we are still very far from Him.
如果我们像撒拉佛一样看到神，我们就会火热。
But if we were like the seraphim, that upon seeing God, our hearts would be burning.
所以越来越靠近神，我们服事神的心会越来越强。
So the nearer we are to God, the stronger our hearts is in our service.
那第二个撒拉佛焚烧就是洁净。
And the second meaning of burning is to sanctify.
因为这个火一烧就干净了。
Because once the fire burns, it cleans.
所以这个服事很有力量。
Therefore, the service is very effective.
所以呼喊圣殿就在震动。
And that when they cry out, the doors were shaken.
因此这个以赛亚看到这个异象以后，
So when Prophet Isaiah saw this vision,
这个声音才下来，谁可以被我差遣？
That is when he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?"
今天我们要在教会很热心的服侍神，最重要不是谁勉励我。
So today in our service, if we were to serve fervently, it is not to say who encourages us.
最重要是因为我们对神有认识。
The most important is that we come to know God.
神感动我们。
And God has moved us.
这样的服事非常有力量。
And this service will be very effective.
好，那在这个呼召还没有来以前，还有一件事情。
But before this calling, there is one more thing.
我们看第六章。
To turn to Isaiah chapter 6,
第五节。
Verse 5. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
当他看到这一幅异象，他第一个感觉，我灭亡了。
So his first reaction to seeing this vision was, I am undone.
因为我是嘴唇不洁，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because Isaiah knew that he is a man of unclean lips, and he dwells in the midst of people with unclean lips.
又见大军的神。
But his eyes have seen the king.
所以一个人如果很靠近神呢，就会感觉到自己的罪。
So if someone were to draw near to God, they would be very conscious of their own sin.
因为神是光一照，我们的罪就跑出来。
Because God is light, and when we draw near to Him, our sins will fall into light.
但人如果离开神很远。
But if man were to leave God,
我们都不会感觉到我们有罪。
We would have no feeling towards our sin.
因为我跟大家一样，我有什么罪？
Because I'm the same as everyone else. So what sin is there?
我们一靠近神，我们知道我跟神不一样，不一样的地方就是我的罪。
But when we draw near to God, we see our differences, and where is that difference? It lies in our sin.
那神就拿撒拉佛就拿红炭把他的罪洁净了。
So one the seraphim flew to Isaiah, and in his hand held a live coal.
所以蒙赦罪以后神就我们就可以服侍神。
So after he was cleansed of his sin, he was able to serve God.
所以以赛亚的蒙召。
So the calling of Prophet Isaiah.
这是神要改变当时世代的信仰的一种选召。
It was a way for God to change the faith of His people at the time.
今天我们对教会的需要需要一个回应。
So today, when we see the needs of our church, we must react to it.
我在这里，请差遣我。
We must say, "Here I am, send me."
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
497.
Sing him 497.